This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Wrestling, the contact sport, not the theatrical television kind, it has a long-standing history. Cave drawings from some 15,000 years ago found in France are some of the earliest depictions of wrestling. Wrestling was also, of course, known to have been popular in ancient Greece, ancient Egypt. It's even mentioned in the Bible. But you'll find many depictions of wrestling only feature men taking part in the sport. But wrestling is growing beyond those old constraints. In 2004, women's freestyle wrestling was added to the Summer Olympics, and starting with the 2022 school year, girls wrestling became an officially sanctioned sport by the Illinois High School Association, the IHSA. Illinois was the 28th state to sanction girls wrestling as a sport, and it has proven popular. In fact, the IHSA recently told the Chicago Tribune that girls wrestling is the fastest growing sport in the state. Next month, we'll have the third state tournament in Bloomington. Joining us now to talk through the rising popularity of girls wrestling is Margaret Lair, the girls wrestling coach at Normal West High School in Normal, Illinois. Margaret was also the first female wrestler to compete at the IHSA level back in the early 1990s. We are also joined by the team's captain, Vivian Guether, and please correct me on my pronunciation there, Vivian, but welcome to the 21st Show. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
And we are also joined by Robert Penny, the girls wrestling coach at Richwoods High School in Peoria. Also joining us is the team's senior captain, Kayla Williams. And Robert and Kayla, welcome to the 21st Show to you as well.
Thank you for having us on your show today.
So, listeners, if you want to join our conversation, the number to do that is 800-222-9455, especially if you wrestled in high school or college. What was that experience like for you? How would you feel wrestling co-ed potentially? If you're a parent out there, how would you feel about your daughter taking up wrestling as a sport? Or maybe you just have questions about girls wrestling. 800-222-9455 is the number to join our conversation. 800-222-9455. All right, Kayla Williams, I want to start with you. What got you into the sport of wrestling?
You know, one of my teammates, former classmates, just started talking to me about it, and she was in it, and she got me going to the practices, and I stayed ever since.
Was it a tough sell for you? Were you at all reluctant about it?
You know, I wasn't. I wasn't for it at first, but then I went to the practices and the coaching staff and the teammates were welcoming. So, you know, I eventually stayed and stuck with the sport.
And Vivian, how about you? What got you into wrestling?
Ever since like sixth grade, my brother's been doing wrestling and he just got me into it. And it was a way for us to like bond more.
Okay, interesting. All right, Robert, I want to bring you into the conversation now. What did it take to start a girls wrestling program at Richwoods?
Well, it took a lot of work. 8 years ago, I started the kids program and literally started recruiting and trying to get girls to fill the kids end of our program. And then I also did a bunch of commercials on our school news and flyers just to introduce the concept of girls wrestling at Richwoods, and it's been a pursuit of about 8 years now that we've been actively trying to build a program.
And again, what are those conversations like? Were you finding yourself having to, like, you know, getting a reaction from people? Are you kidding me or anything like that? What was that reception like?
Oh yeah, initially the girls were like, "Me, not me. I'm not a wrestler. I don't want to do that." And it really came down to building success with the girls who came out and just building on that and making sure we advertise that and show that you can be a successful wrestler and be a female. And also we emphasize that the girls practice with only girls and the girls compete only against girls. And that took some of the nervousness away from the soon to be athletes, because they were concerned about being in a wrestling room full of boys and competing against boys. And that seemed to be the biggest drawback of trying to get a girls program started.
Interesting. Well, Margaret, that seems like a great place to bring you into the conversation because, of course, when you I mentioned you started at the high school level back in the early 1990s, there was not sanctioned girls wrestling. What was it like back then?
It's funny when you say back in the early 1990s makes it sound like it's the olden days, but
that's when I was in high school as well. So
I know. It just sounds funny when you put it that way. It was a totally different world than it is now in some ways, but in other ways, I would say it's probably still very similar to my experience for a lot of girls in this state. For me, when I joined my program, I was the only girl my entire high school career. I never competed against another girl. It wasn't a thing. By the time I was done with high school, there were more girls throughout the state, still not a lot, but I never personally practiced with or competed against any other females my entire high school career. So, it's totally different now with the growth of these programs that we can, as Robert said, advertise the fact that we can go to girls-only competitions and that hopefully if you recruit enough girls, you can have practices that are exclusively for the girls as well.
What reaction, Margaret, did you get from boys when you would show? Because if you were not seeing other women and girls on the circuit, I'm guessing they weren't either. So how did they react to you?
I would say I got the gamut of responses. I was small, and so in some ways, I think that probably helped. I was at the time the lowest weight class was 103. That's the weight class I competed in my entire career. And so, I was not in one of these bigger weight classes for the boys. So what that looked like back in the 90s for me frequently was competing against freshmen and sophomore boys, because typically juniors and seniors aren't weighing in at 103 pounds as males. But I got all the responses that you could probably imagine. I got welcomed. I got laughed at. I got forfeited, refusal to wrestle against me. I got questioned. I got picked on. But my team was great. My coaches were great. I never felt excluded or unwelcomed by my team. And that was probably the biggest factor in my willingness to continue with it. But over the years, people, I think, got more used to seeing me there because historically, you compete against a lot of the same teams year after year when you have conference competitions and regional competitions. So it lost its shock effect, I guess, after the first year. But I got all the responses that you can probably imagine.
Interesting. Vivian Geither, you're the captain at Normal West High School now. Do you compete against boys and girls or just girls on your program?
For the past 2 years, I used to wrestle boys, but mostly now it's more of a choice. And for the most part this season, I've only wrestled girls except for at practice.
Is that your preference? Do you care? Do you one way or the other?
I honestly really don't care because I've been wrestling boys since I was around 12. It just really doesn't matter to me anymore.
Interesting. All right, we're going to take a break on the program. We'll continue this conversation when we return. Reportedly from the IHSA, the fastest growing sport in Illinois is girls wrestling. This is only the third year that it is a sanctioned IHSA sport. The tournament, the state tournament, is going to be coming up soon in Bloomington next month. We will continue our conversation here on the 21st show after a short break. Stay with us. This is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are talking about the rising popularity of girls wrestling in high schools in Illinois. It was added as an officially sanctioned sport by the IHSA in the year 2022. It's currently said to be the state's fastest growing sport. We are talking about it with Margaret Lair, the girls wrestling coach at Normal West High School in Normal, Illinois. We're also joined by the team's captain, Vivian Geither. We're also joined today by Robert Penny, girls wrestling coach at Richwoods High School in Peoria, and that team's senior captain, Kayla Williams. You can join our conversation today at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Kayla, so what is it like learning wrestling, practicing wrestling? How do you get better at this sport?
Just staying focused in practice. Definitely listen to coaches. I know sometimes in practice it's hard to, like while you're wrestling, it's hard to listen to feedback, but just taking that information and use it to the best of your ability.
Is there a lot of strength? Are you spending a lot of time in the gym pumping iron, or is it, you know, you reading books on it?
Yeah, there's definitely the physical nature in the sport. You definitely have to have the accolades to go with it. The physical nature is definitely a good part to have in this sport.
Interesting. Robert, I want to ask you, because how in your perspective, as from the coaching perspective, does girls wrestling differ from boys wrestling?
Well, I've been coaching roughly 34 years, and it's been a three-year adventure with the girls wrestling. And I'll be honest, the biggest difference between boys and girls is girls tend to listen better. They tend to be better technicians, and they tend to take criticism a little bit better than the boys. The boys, and also they don't spend as much time worrying about just like being like the hammer. They think about and they intellectualize what they're doing, as opposed to just getting out there and throwing people around. So it's a complete different way of looking at things when the girls compete versus boys competing. Is at least this is what I've seen over the last 3 years.
Interesting. Margaret, I wonder if you have a perspective on that as well. Have you seen the same thing?
I would definitely say I've seen a lot of what Robert has mentioned. You know, it's a unique position coaching high school girls who are brand new wrestlers, because like what Robert's saying is they're willing to listen, they're willing to learn, they're taking that criticism because they're wanting to get better, whereas so many high school boys are coming in already thinking they're the best. You know, they've been wrestling maybe for many years and they've had a lot of success and they're just continuing on that path. And so, you know, sometimes the boys are just in that mindset of, I know what I know, I know what I need to know, and I'm just going to go out there and do it. Where these girls are, you know, they're asking the questions, they're wanting, they're to learn, you know, they're eager to learn. And, you know, one of the big differences I see is the social aspect, the camaraderie is significantly different. You know, it was kind of startling to me, honestly, the first girls tournament that I went to, just seeing how social they are, not with just their own team, but with all of the girls. You know, they're all out there supporting each other, asking questions, you know, trading snaps, like all this stuff that you wouldn't see at a boys tournament, because they're, you know, just by nature, girls are more social and friendly, I think. And so that's been a really interesting difference to me with being with the girls program over the boys program.
That is so interesting. What was that like for you? So, I mean, because you came up with boy wrestlers, right? When you were competing. Mm-hmm. So you had that sort mm-hmm. of macho, probably chest thumping, if we're going to be stereotypical about right. it, sort of approach.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like I said, it was kind of startling, and but it's great. I mean, it's just, that's the easiest way to say it. It's great to see it. There are times where I'm like, quit being so nice, you know, because coming from my background, I'm like, you don't have to be nice to everybody. But then it's also like, I don't want to change who they are. You know, if that's instinctually how they're going to be. But you do have to keep that competitive nature, you know, because we're out there for a job, you know, we're out there to compete. But then once the competition is done, if they end up befriending each other, great. Because so often there are still maybe you'll have one girl in a team or two girls, maybe five. And so if they're traveling with their boys teams to competitions as a collective group, it is nice if they end up at a competition and there is a familiar face there and they feel like they can connect with that other female wrestler, even if they're from a different team. That's one of the cool things, I think, for me that I've seen that's really different.
Yeah. Margaret, what have you heard from parents about girls taking up wrestling as a sport?
All of my feedback from parents has been great, whether it's from the parents of boys on our team or the parents of the girls that I have. They're excited for it. They're supportive of it. I think they like seeing their girls be strong and independent and competitive. Just overall, it's been very supportive in our community. I think it helps that my husband is also a coach. He's currently the head coach of Normal West program, and both of my kids wrestled. And so for me being the voice of Normal West, they know that I'm in it for the right reason. I'm in it for the girls. I'm in it for the sport to grow that community and grow the sport as a whole. And so they see all the good that's coming out of it, that it's not just about getting them out there so that we get wins. It's about for the love of the sport and just growing it as a whole.
Robert, what about you? What do you hear from parents? I understand, you know, there might have been some reluctance, at least when you were starting this process years ago.
Well, interesting enough, not as much reluctance as you'd think, at least with the girls who came to the program. The parents were very supportive. We usually meet with parents at the beginning of every season and discuss and lay out the season and talk about what our expectations are and what our competitions are lined up and their travel time. So we try to lay everything out in a very systematic way. So there's not a lot of gray area for the parents to be concerned about. I think that's part of the thing that we try to focus on most here, is we want to make sure everybody understands what a season looks like and the things involved with the wrestling season for the girls.
What do you hope your wrestlers take away from the mat, Robert?
Well, I like to think that they're going to take away some toughness and some tenacity, but I also think it's a great environment for them to meet new people and experience things they would not otherwise get to experience. This summer, we had four girls qualify for Fargo and wrestle freestyle out there and had a great time, met a bunch of new people, had great experience with Team Illinois. And that's part of the experience that I want to make sure they all get, is they just get to meet people that are like-minded. And these people, they're going to experience and get to hang out and get to know these individuals probably for the rest of their life, because they're in a unique group being wrestlers for the first 3 years in the sport. They're going to be a foundation for the future of Illinois wrestling.
Margaret, what about you? Why? What is your case? Why should a girl pick up wrestling as opposed to other sports options that they would have?
You know, it's hard to pick just one thing. I think the biggest thing that stands out to me, and this has come from conversations with friends of mine, adult female friends of mine, is I think girls are not pushed enough to do hard things. And wrestling is hard. Whether it's girls wrestling girls wrestling guys wrestling guys, wrestling is hard. There are so many layers of hard in this sport, but in a good way. And like Robert said, that tenacity and that toughness. But I think it's important for young women to experience hard things and know that they can make it through. And there's so many things in my life that have happened over the years. You know, I'm 47 years old, and the last time I competed was 1995. And I can tell you that the lessons I learned in wrestling and the hard things that I went through in wrestling have carried me through. Now, in the moment, do I necessarily think about like, oh, I made it through that because I wrestled? No. I can reflect back on and say, oh, yeah, I made it through that because I knew I could do hard things. And I think that is one of the biggest lessons that you can learn through this sport. You know, you can make it through the emotional toughness, the physical toughness, the, you know, diet constraints, the hard workouts over and over and over again, and that you're willing to keep showing up even when it's hard is something that you'll carry with you for life.
Kayla, what about you? What impact has wrestling had on your life?
She's
She got, yeah, go.
Sorry, we had a little issue.
We were having a conversation so the question, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So what impact has wrestling had on your life? What are you taking off the bat, so to speak?
I'd say meeting new people and finding motivation in things that I usually don't. The intensity and excitement, stepping on the mat, you know, knowing that I have supportive coach and supportive teammates, whether I win or whether I lose.
Yeah. Vivian, same question to you. What do you feel like you've gained from participating in wrestling?
Honestly, I feel like I've gained way more confidence joining this sport. It's just, I love it. Like, confidence booster, being on the mat with my team and all the girls, and just knowing that we're all going to be there for each other no matter what happens.
And Robert, I understand that girl wrestlers can now actually go beyond high school, right? And pursue this at some colleges?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. And that was kind of what we were leaning toward when we tried to build it. We talked about the possibilities of scholarships for girls in wrestling in college. And we graduated 2 last year, and both are on full ride scholarships in wrestling in college right now. And they both made the lineup as freshmen, which was pretty awesome. So I'm very proud of my 2 girls who got out there, Nakaja Williams and Kylie Bear. They both did a great job. But that was where we focused. One of the things we focused on is talking to the girls about, hey, there's potential for you to go to college, wrestle, and have some of that paid for, if not all of it paid for.
Interesting. Margaret, I wanted to ask you, we're coming to the end of our time together, but you have lived the evolution of this sport from the 90s through the present. What's next, right? Now there's IHSA recognition. It's going to be the 3rd tournament next month coming up. What are the next frontiers for women wrestling?
Well, as far as within our state, my hope is that it will continue to grow exponentially the way it has been. I mean, watching just the change, and I'm sure Robert would agree with this, the difference between the first state tournament and the second state tournament was distinctly different in terms of the quality of wrestling, the number of participants, obviously. And so I'm excited to see what this state tournament is going to look like. We've added a regional tournament this season. Previously, our state series was sectional straight to state. Participation has grown so much that we've had to add a regional competition now. And my hope is that we'll continue on the same path that the boys, you know, perhaps will end up with different divisions. But what I'd really love to see is that it progress down to the middle school level, because that's where the growth really needs to start, is at the younger ages. Like Robert was saying, he started a club. That's where most girls get their experience now at younger ages, is at the club level, but not everyone has access to clubs. And so if we could extend it down to the middle school level and get girls teams going at the middle school level, at the IESA level, would be awesome for the growth at the high school level.
Fascinating. Well, best of luck with what is ahead for you in your sports, everyone. Margaret Lair is the girls wrestling coach at Normal West High School. We've also been speaking with Vivian Geither, who's the captain of that wrestling team. Also Robert Penny, girls wrestling coach at Ridgewoods High School in Peoria, and Kayla Williams, senior captain of the girls wrestling team at Ridgewoods. Thank you all so much for being with us today on the 21st show. And that is all the time we have for our program today. Before we go, I want to suggest joining our texting group. You can do that by sending the word TALK to 217-803-0730. Again, you send the word TALK to 217-803-0730. We ask questions about upcoming shows often, and we love incorporating your comments and questions in our programs. You can find our text group, our email address, our voicemail line. Every way to get in touch with us is at our website, 21stshow.org. We've got our past segments there, and you can find links to subscribe to our podcast, or just look us up on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield, Kennedy Vincent, and Jose Zepeda. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.